Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Book Publicity Podcast Series. My name is Annie Jennings, and I'm with the Ed National PR Firm, Annie Jennings PR Firm, and we are a cutting-edge company with our finger on the pulse of the latest in advanced PR thought and strategy. We are experts in book promotion, book publicity, marketing, radio, TV, print, and internet publicity. And we have a wonderful guest with us today, our national TV publicist, Maria Rose. We're going to continue talking about some issues that come up in local TV. Our previous podcast that you may have listened to was called Creating a Positive Physical Appearance for TV, and of course that is available via our podcasting stream. Our topic for today is going to be, or is, local TV media etiquette and pointers for a successful TV segment in your local market. I'd like to introduce Maria Rose. Maria is a former national TV producer whose resume is packed, literally packed, with lots of experience on all kinds of shows. She's worked on some of the most sought-after shows in our country. Maria, would you like to tell us a little bit more about your experience? And before you do, I'd like to just say welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. My background is in TV production. I started off at ESPN in Connecticut and worked in CBS News in Chicago and did about 4 years with the Oprah Winfrey Show, which is an amazing experience. Also did a bunch of just reality programs, some court TV, some entertainment, daytime. Just a really good mix of TV, kind of run the gamut on that. And so I have a really good background knowing what works and what doesn't work, since I was the one that publicists like me now were pitching at the time.
Exactly. So that's wonderful. We sort of get to hear, you know, from somebody with a lot of good experience. But what I like to say is, you know, people who have been there, done that, really are the right people to go to for your information, because it's not theory. You know, it's not this should work or this might work in the marketplace or I think this is going to work in the marketplace. It's really what worked and what is most likely going to work based on experience in the field. So that's critical, though. When you're taking your advice, take advice from people who have worked in the area, know what they're talking about based on experience. There's nothing like experience. Theory, there's books, you can read anything you want, wherever you want, but there's nothing to replace experience.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about some media tips now. How can we make a segment a really successful segment, all the way from media etiquette, how to speak to a producer, all the way to some little pointers, such as planning to arrive early. Why would you want, let's say the producer tells you, well, it's a 7:30 hit time, mm-hmm. meaning your segment's probably going to be taped or live at 7:30. Let's say they say a 7:15 arrival time. Now, that scares me, just the thought of that 15-minute time frame. What would you do in a situation like that, Maria?
Well, the whole thing is to get there early. Don't cut it close. Don't be I think it'll take me this long to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will take me this long to get ready, even. I mean, little things like that, especially if you've never done it before, you're going to be nervous. You're going to want to have extra time for your hair, whatever it is. Just you have to plan for it, and you, mm-hmm. and you really need to. I think the whole thing it comes down to is just taking it seriously, and knowing this could be your big break. So if this is your big break, do you want to get there 10 minutes late?
No. I recommend a good 45 minutes earlier from your taping time. Let's say the show is between an 8 and a 9 a.m., and they're not sure what time you're going to go on, and they say, oh, come in around 7:30. I just think 7:15 arrival time is really acceptable, because it allows that window of sudden traffic, sudden detour, something totally unexpected that we could not know in advance.
Right.
What Maria and I would like to also tell you is, be sure you take the trip to your TV station during the hour that you will be traveling, so you can see some of the things that you might be faced with on that morning commute to your early morning show that you might not normally expect.
Right. And even little things like, I was late because I couldn't find parking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an excuse. You should have known that beforehand, that there's a lot two blocks over and you can park there and then walk over, or that you need to bring cash to valet because that's the only, the restaurant across the street is the only way you're going to get a spot, or whatever it is. You really need to prepare for that. Obviously, the traffic, you don't know the weather, like the East Coast today.
Yeah.
You know, if you had something that was happening today, that means last night, when that's all they talked about in the news, you should know, okay, I got to set my clock for an hour early. I have to give myself an additional, at least an additional hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly. I've
got to
hire a dump truck to take me there. I swear, if I had to do something like that today, I was going to flag down my nearest garbage service professional and say, could you just give me a ride to New York? I got to do a TV segment.
Right.
But that's the only way you're going to get, you know, unless you plan ahead. You really do, because in bad weather conditions, you may even want to go in the night before and grab a hotel. It might be a little extra investment on your part, but guess what? You can walk out the door and be there on time and not be faced with, really, three-hour gridlock, let's say, if you do wind up in bad conditions.
Sure.
Because remember, the producer has taken a chance on you, and this could be a big opportunity for you, not only in terms of building your platform, creating the basis for more and bigger segments, but for becoming a regular on the show as well. If that's one of your goals and dreams, too, I want my own segment or I want my own show, you want to make sure that everything you do points to you being a true professional.
Mm-hmm.
And true professionals, they are there. If they have to sleep there, they are there. Right,
absolutely.
Maria?
Absolutely.
I'm sure you've slept at the stations a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Or just work through the night.
Exactly. So we talked about arriving earlier. You know, what about makeup and hair? What are some questions you should know in advance, some things about when you get there?
Well, don't assume that there's just going to be somebody there to do your makeup and hair, because that's what you see on some of the bigger shows. If it's a local show, they might. They might have somebody who is dedicated to guests, especially if they have a lot of guests, or if it's more of a maybe entertainment or features-based program. But definitely don't assume that. And even if they say, don't worry about your hair and makeup, still worry about it. Still come with a makeup bag. Be prepared. And if you don't use it, then great. You don't use it. The other thing, too, is when I was working at a past show, I told a guest, I always told him, clean hair, clean face. That's how we want you to come.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to do her own makeup that morning, and it was more Tammy Faye than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a little bit, it was way too out there for us. And it took our makeup artist extra time to clean her face all off.
Wow.
Get, you know, with the mascara and all the other stuff, and just put our makeup artist behind. So if the producer tells you clean face, clean hair, listen to her.
Well, another reason for that too, Maria, is because, and as you know, is colors play differently on camera than they do off camera. So even though your normal makeup can be all these cool tones or warm tones, whatever your skin and your makeup counter professional, you know, have in mind for you, that's great for regular, normal, daily wear. But when you're going on camera, there's a set of colors that work well for your skin tone and hair color. And the makeup professional is schooled in that. They know what color to put on you to make you look fabulous on camera.
Right.
All right? That's another thing to consider, too. But what you should do in advance is always have your makeup bag with you.
Yes.
Hopefully you've had a professional makeup consult where you've purchased the right product and colors only for TV. You're only going to wear these things on TV because, right, they're not going to be as complimentary because, again, TV wears differently. Colors are different on TV. And then you'll show up with your makeup bag just in case happens to be a bad morning for the makeup artist that day and they don't, you know, make it on time, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be prepared, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, that's the other thing, too. When we talk about being prepared, it's do you have an extra pair of pantyhose? Because you know what? Those things run.
Oh, absolutely. And about the emergency, what should be in our clothes repair emergency kit?
Sure. You, safety pins, bobby pins, extra pair of pantyhose, anything.
A new shirt, maybe?
Sure, an extra shirt, for a man, extra tie, maybe one of those stain lifting pens for little stains.
Because things happen in the green room.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of great food in there.
Right. Well, here's the other thing about being in the green room, too. We always would tell people don't drink soda before
really?
The show. Because soda, you know, the carbonation makes you burp. And there was people who would get out there, and they started, the first thing they would say, they'd kind of have to put the hand over their mouth and cover it. And it just, it's a little thing. It's not a big deal.
But you're right. It's a little.
You know, so if they have juice and water, just save the Coke till afterwards.
Oh, that is so funny. But you know what? I'm sure you have so many of these little stories to share with us. Someday, you know, we're going to do some podcast stories soon, so you guys stay on our podcast stream, that's for sure, because you're going to be treated to lots of fun stuff. You know, I wonder about one thing. Do people ever get bumped last minute while they're in the green room, ready to go on? They have a call time of, let's say, 7:40, and it's 7:35. Could something happen in that 5 minutes where actually they don't go on the air?
Anything can happen.
Really? Yeah.
Absolutely. If you got to know what type of show you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dealing with a news-based show, then you really just, you need to just assume that something's going to happen, and if they tell you 7:30, it's going to be 8:30, or earlier. Maybe they have to bump you early because somebody else didn't show up. Somebody else wasn't prepared,
mm-hmm.
or something.
So
just be very, very flexible. If you're working with more of a features-based show, you have less of a chance of that,
mm-hmm.
because they aren't based on the current event, news of the day. Something happens in Iraq isn't going to affect their schedule for that day. But, you know, there's always things. The host might be sick or something. Her hair can't get right or something like that.
Yeah.
So you'll be pushed back. And
well, you know, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that. And let's say you are pushed back and makes you run late for an appointment and then you start, like, begging to go on the show,
yeah.
or whatever can happen. We run strongly advise against showing any kind of emotional outburst at all. Right?
Absolutely.
Or impatience with everyone. Anyway, go ahead.
You know, and here's the thing. You know, it just doesn't get you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't. There's nothing a producer can do about it. You know, if they're running late. And if you say, well, I thought I'd be out of here by 9 o'clock.
Right.
You said I'd be out of here, and it's 9:15 right now.
I mean, that's bratty.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Really what it is. They won't invite you back.
No, because it's called high maintenance. They're a little too hard to work with when things don't go your way. And the producers, it's a tough job. It really is. It's a very hard job. And, you know, it's down to the minute. Just think these things have to go off flawlessly, the live events. That
exactly.
takes a lot of pressure. So we wouldn't want our experts to make it any more difficult for the producer. That's
right.
For sure.
And even this, even if you are there and you're on time and you're sitting there for 2 hours and they say, I'm so sorry, but we have to bump you. We can't fit you in today.
Mm.
Be gracious. Be okay. Even though you're disappointed and you want to
mm-hmm.
curl up in a ball and cry or yell or scream,
mm-hmm.
just wait till you get home to do that. Because the producer will invite you back. They booked
okay.
you the first time. They will invite you back, but not if you don't. And now they think that you're going to have a hard time working with them, or if next time something happens, they have to bump you again, and you're going to be all upset again.
Yeah, because it does affect people. I mean, people are empathetic towards other people, and they'll probably think, oh, no, let's not invite her back because, you know, she'll be so upset if she gets bumped again, and I don't want to go through that. I don't want to put her through that.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Exactly.
You know, I wanted to ask you something about, you know, should you be asking the show or the producer for a tape of your appearance?
Mm. Well, here's what I think about that. You can, I think it's okay to ask, just to, you know, to pull somebody aside. You shouldn't ask multiple times,
mm-hmm.
but especially if you build up a rapport with the producer, they did the pre-interview, you're talking to them, you can say, hey, just wanted to know if there's a possibility of getting a tape of this. And most likely they'll say, well, I'll look into it, or I'll see what I can do, which means I have so much else on my plate
mm-hmm.
that I don't know if I can promise that.
Right, so right.
I think it's okay to ask once, but don't continually.
Don't count on it.
Don't count
right?
on it.
I know the intentions could certainly be there, but a lot of shows have actually stopped, you know, even providing the tapes. They've actually probably, you know, maybe even told producers, like, just to say it's no longer a service that we're able to provide. We're so sorry. So they may not want to hurt your feelings right before a segment or whatever and say something like, well, I'll do the best I can. We normally would read between the lines, and this is no one's fault. It's just that providing the copies, you have to go back, find the tape, mm-hmm. tape it, you know, produce it in essence, edit it, whatever. And it's just work that there's just not time for any longer.
Right,
in a lot of the newsrooms.
Right, and the thing is that there are services that are very easy, pretty cheap. There are video monitoring services.
Mm-hmm.
There's one VMS, literally video monitoring service, a media monitoring service. I mean, different stations use different ones, and they can probably point you in the right direction. Oh, yeah, we use VMS, and call them, and they'll be able to get you what you
Which
want.
Which would be great, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's $25 or something.
Oh, sure, whatever it is paid, it's totally worth it. You can
yeah.
get it in the format that you want. And just remember one thing, though, time limits. Order your segment the day as immediately. As soon as you leave the studio and arrive at a landline, you're going to use your cell phone minutes, call and order it, because they only keep them live for 30 days, Maria.
Yeah.
And then after that, you run the risk they no longer have them archived because there's just so much to archive.
Right.
So we got to make sure you get it right away in the format that you'd like to have it to. So there's various formats. You can speak to your rep on that.
Right.
Yeah, don't I sound like a salesperson?
Yeah.
For video monitoring, but hey, it's the way to go. You know, one other thing is this last minute segments. Your big break, let's say you've been trying to get on a big show,
mm-hmm.
and there's always an expert, the same old one there every single night. You know, they've got it, they own it, but guess what? One night they can't do it, and it's last minute. What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, they're going to give you a call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to give you a call, and they're going to say, we need somebody today. Most likely, a lot of times, is we need somebody in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know what? The biggest thing with this is don't sound flustered. Don't, I don't know if I can,
oh, my God, my hair.
Yeah, I mean, because the more flustered you sound, the more the producer starts backing up, saying, you know, I probably shouldn't even have called.
Yeah, because it'll be a mess. They'll be too flustered. It'll go badly.
I don't know if I can trust you.
Ooh.
You know, that's what it is. I don't know if I can trust you to be here, to be well, to be on time, to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the best thing is to say, absolutely, no problem. And then you get off the phone and start rearranging your life.
That's right. And you know what else is very, this is very good information to have, is always keep your media outfit available. So if you're at work, it should be at work with you. If you're driving, it should be in, pop it in your trunk, because you could get the call in your car. Say, mm-hmm. do you think you could just run over to the studios for a quick segment? Our regular guest wasn't able to make it tonight. We'd love to have you on. Guess what? Everything's right there with you. And this might sound odd, like carrying to and from, but if you're serious about your TV career and you really want to break in, and you've got some major, you know, investment in being a TV personality, you want your own segment, you want to be a regular guest, you need a segment for a bigger segment. You really have a whole platform strategy developed and in the works, in process, in motion. Be ready for your big break, because you will absolutely get it.
Absolutely
get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's the whole thing. Assume that you will get it. Assume mm-hmm. that a producer is going to be calling you and asking and booking you for
appointment. Oh, exactly. You know, that's a great point. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because why do women especially
mm-hmm.
need to, and men, shaving equipment handy at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And women, though, there's something about the hair with women, and what could that possibly be, Maria?
Yeah. Well.
Color. Always keep your hair camera ready.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we, all us ladies know what we mean by that, so we don't have to go into the details.
Right, right.
Well, we had a wonderful conversation, as always,
yeah.
Maria. You're wonderful, and we look forward to working with you, of course. And anyone who would like to work with Maria, she'll be happy to present you to your local TV market as an expert. And you can contact us at AnnieJenningsPR.com/localtv.htm. So that's the form you're going to go to. Fill out the form to the best of your ability, and you will get to tell us all about yourself, your book, where you live, your major city. Give us your contact info, and we will contact you with our next step in getting you booked on a local TV show. So that's AnnieJenningsPR.com/localtv.htm. And now I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Annie Jennings PR Book Publicity Podcast Series. And a special thank you to Maria Rose, our national TV publicist. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
And we'll see everyone next time with the do's and don'ts for contacting a producer. See you next time. Bye-bye, all.